I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Waking up with Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning, a segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by The Golf Mart. And I heard the worry in your voice as I was driving in, Woods. What to do when there's no sports at all?
Sportsless Wednesday night.
It was a quiet Wednesday night in the sports world.
Was there anything?
Well, if you're a Champions League soccer fan, there were some matches earlier in the day. If you are interested in tennis, I believe there was something going on. And there was a NASCAR race that had been postponed 3 days by rain.
I mean, you couldn't lay a trifecta of sports out that I'm probably less interested in.
Now, what normally would be going on the day after the World Series?
Nothing, right?
Well, you might have the NHL season might be underway. NBA openers right around now. In a normal year, we'd be just kicking off the basketball and hockey seasons. Now, those aren't going to start at least until December, late December, probably. They're still finalizing the details on that. But it would be a quieter time. I guess college basketball would be just about starting as well here at the start of November. They pushed that back a bit to get going. But we'd still be talking football. Hey, we got football games coming up this weekend, college football. So
football tonight.
Normally, it would still be a quiet midweek type of situation, even in a non-pandemic year, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, look, and one thing I know about our show is that we are able to do shows without sports because we did it forever in the Corona cave and during the pandemic. So, I just would like... You'd love a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel.
So you asked me, well, what does Ben Higgins do when there's no sports? And I still had to work, and you know, I still put together some sports for Channel 10 at 6 and 11. It was a Padres off-season preview,
nice.
An update on the Justin Turner situation. But I had a little extra time on my hands because there was nothing to really to monitor or watch. And, of course, since you and I went out to lunch yesterday, as you mentioned, kind of fancy lunch with our agent, Shelley, of course, said, well, I want to go out, too. So I had to take her out to dinner last night as well.
There's a big quid pro quo in your house.
There is a little bit, yeah. It's more of a FOMO kind of situation.
FOMO.
Yeah, she'd get the FOMO. It's like, wait, you did that? I want to do that. That sounds like fun. It's like, all right. So we went to a simple dinner.
What is a simple dinner? Now, simple dinner in my home is like Chili's.
Let's see. We went to the Italian place down the street from your house.
What's it called?
Buena Forchetta.
Oh, I like that place.
Very good place.
Very
just
good.
Sat out on the patio. We didn't do appetizers or anything. We just got a plate of pasta and basically shared. And that was our entire dinner. She had a glass of wine, and that was about it. But unfortunately, and we were sitting, you know, outside, you know, on the patio. It's COVID. They put us next to this, I guess it was a 7 top. And I have never sat next to a louder group of people than this family. I think they were celebrating a birthday. None of them stopped talking the entire time. And I don't mean like someone was always talking. I mean, they were all always talking over each other the entire meal.
It's like being in a room with a bunch of cokeheads. Everyone's just bah, 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 bah.
They wanted to get their words in edgewise, and nothing was going to stop them. So we just kind of ate fairly quickly.
Get the hell out of there.
And left at that point.
Yeah.
But that's how I spent my non-sports Wednesday night up in Encinitas.
Well, at least we got a banger of a football game to watch tonight. I hate when baseball ends. I really do. I know I'm supposed to put on a brave face, but I really hate when baseball ends. It fills so much time in my life, you know? And when that ends, I mean, luckily the newborn will be here, and I think he will be taking up a lot of my time, I would imagine.
He'll have plenty to do. Yes. Time will pass quickly for Woods, and spring training will be here before you know. We got a good show planned for you, though, even without the sports yesterday. I got one of our favorites coming on. We'll talk some baseball. Because he is a baseball writer. He's also the host of a new podcast called The Edge. Ben Ryder is going to be with us coming up here at 6:35 in about half an hour. And then at 7:35, it is Thursday. That means it's our NFL Insider Report. And today is an official Mort Report Day with ESPN's Chris Mortensen joining us at 7:35 to preview eight of the NFL season coming up here. So that's guest-wise what we've got. We will have some baseball talk. We talked about those options that were declined yesterday, Colton Wong among them. We'll discuss those issues and what it portends for the Major League Baseball offseason coming up this year. Right now, though, let's turn things over to the executive producer, get a couple of headlines from our boy Paul Reindel. It's the Reindel Report.
You're listening to the Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Paulie.
Got a very local edition of the Reindel Report today.
I like that.
How about that? This first story comes from our beloved 10 News. Carlsbad-based Callaway Golf announced yesterday that it has agreed to buy driving range chain Topgolf Entertainment Group.
Wow.
In an all-stock transaction valued at $2 billion.
Come on, let's
billion
go.
Billion with a B. Now, the merger combines Callaway, which is a global golf equipment company, with Topgolf, which made its name as a party golf attraction for players at all skill levels. Topgolf's driving ranges allow players to track their golf balls electronically, play against each other, play against other groups nearby. You're ordering food, you're ordering drinks. Callaway already owned 14% of Topgolf and first invested in the company in 2006. And, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but obviously a lot of people around San Diego now are hoping that we could get a Topgolf here in town.
It's the greatest location for a Top Golf that you could ever have that doesn't have a Top Golf. It makes less than zero
Phoenix
sense.
Phoenix has two.
That we don't have one or two. It doesn't make any sense.
I've been to the one in Vegas.
I've been to the one in Dallas.
It's one of those things where, like, I've never been to one.
You don't know what you're missing.
But I know I want it. Like,
right.
I can't remember anything where I'm like, I've never been there. I've never, like, engaged with this thing, but I know I would like it.
Yeah, well, good for Callaway, number one, for getting it. That's a good move.
I don't think the issue of not having one here has anything to do with lack of demand.
Right.
It's lack of land in San Diego. Because you need a big chunk of area to build a giant driving range, basically.
It's you say that, and yeah, I mean, I guess you do, but you don't.
But you don't want it out in the boonies. You want it pretty close to where tourists are.
It's stadium golf right down the street.
It's netted.
It's not a golf course, but it's still, you know, it's a big footprint of land. There is planning in the works to put one in right across from the airport there on the inside of the harbor, like looking back at downtown. I don't know. I mean, anything that needs to be built in San Diego comes with a lot of stops and starts and regulations and permitting, and I'm not sure where they currently stand on that, but I've certainly seen the renderings that, you know, that's something that they're trying to get done. But good for Callaway. I mean, people love Topgolf. I enjoyed it, absolutely.
Well,
had a ton of fun when I went.
And yeah, if you need somebody to endorse Topgolf, we are your show. As you know, big golf show here. Biggest in town, period.
You know, I think it's decent practice, too.
It's okay practice.
It's target, you know, anything.
Target.
You know, a lot of people just go to the driving range and just whack balls and don't think about it. You really need to pick some targets and, you know, hold yourself accountable to your shots in your driving range if you want to get better. And that's, you know, Topgolf does that. If you want to score points, you got to hit it straight.
Yep.
Got to put it in those little circles. So, there you go.
It's pretty fun, man.
Looking forward to it. I got some updates on a couple of local teams here in town. The National Lacrosse League announced yesterday that the league is targeting to start their 35th season the weekend of April 9th to the 11th in 2021. The focus of the league and NLL teams is to work with health authorities and local jurisdictions to develop health and safety protocols for the players and fans at the games. A detailed schedule will follow at an appropriate time. That came from the NLL. And from the AHL, AHL President and CEO Scott Housen announced the league's Board of Governors approved moving the anticipated start date of the 2020-2021 season to February 5th, 2021, due to the ongoing COVID-19 public health crisis. The AHL continues to work with its member clubs to monitor developments and local guidelines in all 31 cities. Further details regarding the 2020 and 2021 AHL season are still to be determined.
When
getting closer.
I know the goal season normally would be starting right around now. So they pushed that back maybe to February. When did the Seals season usually get started?
Well, there was the first year that the Seals were here, there was the labor strike. So that started in what?
January?
January, February?
It was supposed to be like December.
And then we were shooting for New Year's this year. So now that's been pushed back 4 months to April, which, hey, for me, that's fine. I mean, I having a kid next week and then starting, you know, the new gig would be a nightmare.
The only problem is you're going to be right in the middle of baseball season and Seals season at the same time.
Which is fine by me because those are my two favorites. So it's like an embarrassment of riches for me.
And then the other issue is that it's going to be even harder to get fans back for both of those teams.
Correct.
Because it's inside, not outside. And outside's a little easier to picture at least, you know, partial capacity.
Yep.
You know, at Petco Park next season for Padres games, they announced yesterday, I think they're going to do 20% capacity for the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. That's the NFL's plan. But inside, you can't really put a bunch of people in an arena.
No.
That's not a great situation.
Not yet, nope.
During a pandemic. So we'll see how that plays out with both of our local teams that play down there in Pechanga Arena, is it still called? Or did they change the naming?
Yeah, so far.
Cannot
wait. God, I can't wait. We've got great new players. It's going to be a blast.
And finally, here's the headline. Violent Halloween display of mutilated bodies sparks multiple police visits.
Wow. It's a bit. This guy's doing a bit in his yard.
I mean, he's just taking decorations to the next level. So a Texas artist prompted multiple complaints and police visits over a gruesome Halloween display in his front yard. Stephen Novak scattered fake bodies and fake blood outside his East Dallas home to celebrate Halloween. In pictures and footage posted to Facebook, several dummies can be seen strewn across Novak's front yard in what looks like a scarily realistic murder scene.
Oh.
I showed you one of the pictures.
Yeah, it's blood spattered everywhere.
One dummy's head looks like it has exploded with blood sprayed from the epicenter. Others have been stuffed into bloody trash bags.
Jesus.
One has been pinned to the roof with a weapon through its head while zombies appear to be trying to break through a window from inside a house. Novak told the Dallas Observer that his decorations have brought police to the house multiple times after complaints.
There's one in every neighborhood. There's one in every neighborhood.
Like, settle down, Steve.
Steve loves Halloween, and he's way into Halloween, and he's an artist, right? That's what they said,
he's
an artist.
He's been planning all year.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing. I mean, you know, it's not real. It's shtick, and he's doing a bit for Halloween.
Now, that compares to the other artist, I saw the story last week, who carved a wooden 2020, put it in his yard and said it's the scariest thing I could think
that's
of.
That's a good call.
That was his bid.
Now it reminds me, we don't have much time here. Now his place isn't a haunted house where you can go
His house.
So I've done haunted houses before. I'm not a big fan because I don't like being scared. And I don't like that feeling of, you know, I don't like when I walk around the corner, my wife scares me. I don't like that.
I don't like being the biggest person in the group and they think, oh, you're fearless. Let's put you in the
front. Yeah, we'll put you in the front. Did you guys have heard, though, about the San Diego legend, McCamey Manor, right? Have you heard about that, Benny? You've been here a long time.
I don't think so.
It's the most...
I know the Whaley House.
So, no, this is like, you know, haunted house. You pay $20, you go in, you walk through, there's a chainsaw guy in a cage, and he screams at you, and you get scared. My wife loves them. I won't go. I refuse to go. It's not my thing. Also, I'm terrified. But McCamey Manor was here for a long time. I believe it's gone. Ben, It's a 10-hour experience. If you make it through, they offer a $20,000 prize. No one's ever made it through. They waterboard you. They grab you. They will put snakes and spiders on you. You never heard of McCamey Manor. You lived here your whole life.
This is something.
So it was in.
Doesn't even sound legal.
It was in Rancho Penasquitos, I believe. And the guy's name was Russ McCamey. It was. It operated year round. The tour can last up to 8 hours. Guests must sign a waiver. And it's all physical and psychological torture. And they're not. They're not required to pay an entrance fee. He accepts payment only. He accepted payment only in dog food for his pet dogs. Now. He has moved. He got so sick of the bureaucracy here in San Diego, he moved to Tennessee. And he is in, 21 and over, 18 to 20 with parental consent. Again, the tour can last 8 hours.
I don't know that it's a bad thing that we keep an eye on people who are waterboarding guests to their home. That's not necessarily a bureaucratic problem. Hey, I'm moving to Tennessee. They let me waterboard whoever I want when they come to my house.
It is the South. So here, check this out. During the tour, they may physically assault patrons, hit them with vibrating toys, waterboard them, force them to eat and drink unknown substances, have them bound and gagged, or engage them in other forms of physical and psychological torture. One journalist mentions that residents, there's a safe word that you can use to get out, but one lady said that she said it several times and they didn't stop torturing her. She went to the hospital. Participants can also be drugged during their experience. That's horrible. It's awful. It sounds terrible. For 20
grand.
Are
you sure this isn't an urban legend?
No,
it sounds very much like an urban legend.
Go look at it. McCamey Manor. I guarantee you there are listeners that have known somebody have gone.
Let's open the phone lines. I would love to hear from someone.
Do you know somebody that's gone?
Experienced it or knows someone who's gone.
So it's been gone now for a couple years out in Tennessee again in the South. You can do whatever you want.
833-288-0973 if you want to join us. 833-288-0973. Open phones and our Daily Diddy. Coming up.
Little Diddy. Got Paul selection.
Paul's
today.
Turn. So we go right from a rival report into a Paul Daily Diddy selection. That is coming up. Just a reminder, you can stream your favorite fan talk show on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877 Ask Dell. And now with a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.